Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Bandwidth for This Week in Fun is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com. This Week in Fun.
This is This Week in Fun with Sarah Lane and Martin Sargent, episode 19 for May 25th, 2009. Harry Weed. This episode of This Week in Fun is brought to you by Squarespace.com, the fast, easy, and fun way to publish a high-quality blog or website. For a free trial and 10% off your new account, go to squarespace.com/fun. Episode
19? This Week in Fun!
Episode 19. I'm Sarah Lane, and I am with my very favorite heterosexual life partner, Martin.
How you doing? How you doing?
That was weird.
Yeah, it was. What was the...
You know what I meant to say? I was trying to be like...
I don't know if you get the opposite.
What I meant to say was inaccurate. We're partners in a non-sexual way. But we're not homosexual.
I think it's called friends.
Yeah, that would have been better.
Colleagues.
Yeah, that's something like that. We're not heterosexual life partners because then we'd be like married or something, and that's not the case. So, Martin, we're starting a little late today. We got off to a little bit of a rough start because...
Oh, man, that traffic. Memorial Day weekend. Everyone trying to get out of old fog town.
Yeah.
Old San Francisco. I don't know why you'd want to leave. It's beautiful
either.
In the city.
It's wonderful.
It is just gorgeous.
I agree.
I can't wait to get back.
Me either. And I, you know, we're driving. We want to get started on time.
Sarah was aggro. She was so aggro.
I was screaming at
her. Woman up ahead of us. And like, the woman's talking.
She was on her cell phone.
She was on the phone. Hey, but we love tech. So she's on her cell phone, and Sarah's all aggro at her because the woman...
Screaming at her.
She's on her phone. She's going a little slow. Well, there's at least 4 million cars up ahead of this woman. And yeah, between this woman and the next car up, there may have been 100 feet. And I don't know where Sarah thought that she could go if this woman had like...
You stay on that person's tush, or else people are going to get in front of you, and we're all going to suffer. I remember coming back
I was grabbing the dashboard. I had white knuckles. I was terrified the whole time.
You
don't know what it's like to ride with Sarah Lane.
Well, you know, I get things done.
It's just horrible. I want to hear a little bit, just real short, because I've been having fantasies about it.
What?
The women's blogger conference that you went to.
Well, it wasn't really called that.
Well, whatever it was all these. It was all these hot female bloggers, all... probably drinking the Pinot Gris and God knows what you guys were doing and, you know, blogging about boy stuff and Grey's Anatomy. It just sounded hot. What was it all about?
Well, so yesterday I was lucky enough to be invited down to Intel.
Was it hot?
Very big. Calm down. Take a chill pill. Drink some water. Intel is...
Veronica Belmont.
Veronica Belmont was
Natalie
there.
Natalie Del Conte.
Also...
Sarah Lane. Apparently you had to be...
A woman.
Attractive in order. I don't know who organized this thing.
It wasn't about
this person.
This wasn't some sort of popularity contest.
Some fanboy obviously organized this thing.
Women organized it, dummy. Anyway, so we all went down to Intel. We had a lovely afternoon.
When Ellen DeGeneres started working in Intel.
Wow. Really? Do you want to hear about it, or you want to just riff on your funny comments for a few more minutes?
I'm kind of happy with the fantasy I got running in my head.
Well, you know what? Let me just keep your fantasy alive. We mud wrestled. We had a pillow fight. Then we took a shower.
Yeah.
All of us together.
Yeah.
And then we did some tweeting. Mm. And then we kind of playfully exchanged Twitter names.
Oh, no, God.
We were down at Intel to find out all about the future of Intel, of which it is rosy and great. something.
Slockets.
It was a lot of fun.
Slockets.
I got the day off. Slockets. Juicy slockets.
Juicy slockets.
Sicko. I got the day off work, which was awesome. I mean, it's...
Did you really get the day off? Or did you have to take, you didn't have to take like a personal day?
Well, I mean, it's research. It's research.
Oh, it's research.
So it's not as if, you know, I was going to Disneyland, then they'd probably be like, well, gee, sir, this doesn't really seem work-related. You know, Intel is right up my alley.
Do you have any idea how many people in our audience would have killed to be there?
Well, yeah, I'm very happy that I went. Are you saying that you would have liked to go? Is that where this is going? Would have been nice to have you.
Where's the hot guy blogger conference at Intel? This is discrimination.
Well, you know what was funny is that...
Where's my conference?
The women and I were talking about this, and we were like, well, you know, is there anything sort of that you could, you know, kind of comparable? And we think that the answer is sort of no, because women just yep, 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 yep all day. So we just sat there talking. You would have been like, I'm out of here. You would have snuck out at lunch, guaranteed. There was a lot of talking.
I would have been spent.
A lot of stories. A lot of them were mothers, so there was a lot of talk about babies and blogging and mommy blogging. I wasn't one of those people. But, you know.
You're ruining it for me.
I'm sorry. Then we had a pillow fight in Mud Wrestle.
Thank you.
So, you know, it was great fun, and I thank everybody at Intel for inviting me. I had a lovely time, and I will blog about my experience. Took a bunch of pictures and stuff like that. Just hasn't happened yet.
This works perfectly as a segue in our first story.
Oh,
geeks,
really?
Geeks are better in bed.
They are?
Geeks are better in bed. It's a professional study. It's a real study, and they have determined scientifically that geeks, professional geeks, they're better in bed. You know why?
Why?
Now, this is kind of counterintuitive, right? Because, of course, the stereotype of the geek is that they don't know what they do. And they're
look at
all,
that picture of that woman, by the way.
Fondly look at her.
It's rather graphic, isn't it?
Who is she with? She's like with, that's what Chris Perillo does to a woman, right?
People listening to the audio podcast, cover your ears. This is too hot for Twiff.
Got that. Wow.
So why are they better in bed? Because
here's why.
I think they're pretty great.
Here's why. Geeks are better in bed, according to this study, because they're less selfish and more adventurous in bed.
Ooh.
A survey has found. This is over in Britain. Survey of 2,000 Brits found that while geeks are great in bed, business owners and gym buffs make the worst lovers. Yeah, exactly. Because they're too selfish.
Well, they're also on steroids.
It's all coming home to roost.
Yeah.
82% of male IT workers polled said they considered their partner's sexual needs above their own. Well, I don't know if this is scientific anymore. You're asking the guys this.
Yeah.
Just 41% of gym and fitness workers said the same thing. Here's another little wrinkle in all this.
Oh,
geeks are more into gadgets and new technology, they were more likely to use sex toys with or on their partner.
With or on.
You like that?
Or in.
You know you like that, right?
I don't want to talk about whether or not I like the idea of that.
I'll bet you do.
Oh, you know, hey, we all experimented when we were 12.
Yeah.
Okay.
I bet you like, if you were to hear something vibrating, you'd come running to it like a cat does when they hear the can opener.
My iPhone vibrates about every 5 minutes. If you don't see me getting wild with that. Okay. Graphic, I know. I apologize. Well, I'm saying I don't. Not that I do. Could have been worse. The thought has crossed my mind, but it's never gone any farther than that. Hey, look, it's vibrating iPhone. But no, I think they
have attachments for these vibrators.
I don't want that. I don't want that. I just want it to. It's my little computer. It's mm-hmm. G-rated. I think I can get on board with the whole geeks are better in bed thing. I think that they it's a determined bunch of people. People in the chat room are like, Sarah's not a geek. Excuse me, I take offense. You know, I think that I'm a geek. I don't know if you consider yourself a geek.
I do.
Martin. Do you?
I do.
So are you good in bed? Do you think of her needs before your own?
Absolutely. Let me also point this out.
Oh, God.
Also on the list, second, behind geeks, the best lovers, the unemployed. So that kind of makes me.
It's Casanova.
The greatest lover in the world.
The greatest lover of all.
Because I'm an unemployed geek.
Well, I think your girlfriend is a very lucky woman. Molly, you know what's going on tonight.
Be back in an hour,
yeah.
Baby.
Geeks are better in bed.
Boot up the Linux box. I'm coming home.
It's good. I think everybody should be more attentive and more willing to. I was going to say willing to experiment, but that makes it sound so dirty. I think they should just be more attentive and more willing to please their loved one or their liked one or that woman you met tonight at the bar.
Yeah, I wonder if this counts like your virtual relationships in World of Warcraft.
Wow, I think they call it wow.
Wow is right.
What if there's like a sexy guild? We should become part of that. You know, like what guild are you in? Veronica and I were talking about her wow guild. She's got a lot of people in her guild. And you know, I was kind of asking questions like, you know, do people like follow you around in your guild? A lot.
Really?
Yeah, I said, do people follow you? And they're like, hey, Veronica, you know, because she's extremely popular and cute. And, you know, she's a geek fantasy. And she goes, no, nobody
does
things
like that.
Doesn't
it become kind of burdensome? You know, like, you know, everyone's like following like these kind of people. Like
well, she says
the
that
Veronicas
they don't.
And the Felicia Days and all this.
She says they don't.
Running after them with their broadswords unsheathed.
Apparently they don't. Apparently people who play WoW, at least in the guilds that we're referring to, are respectful and they're playing it, you know, they're in the game. They're in the moment. They're not, it's not about the real world. It's about the I don't know. I've never played World of Warcraft. It's about what you're doing in the game. I actually think I might want to take that up.
You know what?
Me too. It's a little bit of an escape.
Because I have a lot of time on my hands and, you know, I used to.
Maybe
yeah,
we
I've
should
always,
start a guild.
Let's start a guild.
What should we call it? Sex guild? How about the glitter guild?
No.
Why? What's wrong with glitter?
I'm not going to be in the glitter guild.
Why not? Gary, well, no, bad, no, nothing to do with Gary Glitter.
I
want to
be in like.
I meant to say David Bowie, and it came out as Gary Glitter.
The Raging Stallion Guild.
How about the Mare Guild?
The Mare Guild. The Dainty Filly.
But enough about guilds. What else
I've
are we talking about?
I've had it with
about?
Bacon.
Ugh.
And
God.
This is coming from me, who loves bacon.
Do you love bacon
it's
for real?
The candy of meat.
Uh-huh.
I love bacon.
But it's pig fat, right? So it's really bad for you. It's like the worst thing you can eat.
It's delicious, is
but
what
it's,
it is.
But it's like, you know.
You know you miss bacon.
I don't.
Every vegetarian I talk to, the one thing they miss is the bacon.
No, you know, there's vegetarian bacon. It tastes delicious. I really don't eat it that
same.
Much. But if I really wanted bacon, I would
it's
have that and I'd
same.
Be okay. So you've had it with bacon, and quite frankly, I have too.
I haven't had it with bacon. Like,
yeah.
If there was a bacon, a plate, if Colleen brought in a plate of bacon right now, I would be eating the bacon.
What's your point?
My point is, I've had it with the bacon meme, I think.
Oh, that,
I think
yeah.
The bacon meme has jumped the pig, as it were, because it's just too much now, and it's everywhere, and every time anything having to do with bacon shows up on the internet. And I kind of know why people do it, because if you want like to get hits to your site or whatever, all you got to do is come up with the next iteration of the insane bacon sculpture or whatever. And somebody has done just that. It's the bacon assault rifle.
Oh,
there it
look
is
at
right
there.
There. And
look
it,
at that.
You know, obviously, this is catering to all the gun nuts out there and Ted Nugent fans and everyone. My God, it does look delicious, though. See, I would put that thing in my mouth and do like a fake, like, you know, Full Metal Jacket kind of thing, and then I just eat it.
Well, look how excited he is. He's never been so proud of anything in his life. Let's zoom in on him.
Look at me.
Look at his face.
Look at all that bacon.
I have to say, Martin, that I agree with you. There's two things I'm sick of. And you know what? I have friends who like both of these things, so it's not any sort of attack or slight against people who get bacon tattoos or throw cupcake parties, but bacon and cupcakes, over it.
Cupcakes.
Done with it.
I've never liked cupcakes.
I like cupcakes.
I like pie. Give me a pie.
Well, I like
cup
good,
size.
Like a good pie.
I like pie.
I like a good pie too. But I mean, someone gives me a nice fresh cupcake, I'm going to eat it and I'm going to enjoy it. Mm. But I don't need to like.
I would rather have a muffin than a cupcake.
I just kind of. You know,
I'll be That's brutally honest with you.
That's just me. And I know that it's.
What's more appetizing, bacon or this? Whatever this is.
What is that?
It's a plant.
I think a plant.
This, you would rather eat this, whatever this.
Plants give off oxygen for us. Dum-dum. Helps us live. Bacon helps us die. Think about it.
Bacon
bleed
never
at.
Killed anyone.
Bacon never killed anyone.
You're bakist.
You
are a raging bakist.
It's true. It's true. Yeah, there are certain food things that I just, I understand that people like bacon, you know, and I threw cupcakes in there just because there's just so much cupcake talk right now. And I understand that. I guess I just don't understand. I mean, is it that good? Is it so good that you have to talk about it all the time? Like, what about a burger?
I don't talk about it. I like a burger.
What about a burger?
I like
I mean, why isn't there like a burger camp?
I like sausage. I really like fried chicken.
Fried chicken camp. Where is it? Where's fried chicken camp?
This is what I'm going to do with my life. You have finally given
first
it
annual
to me.
Fried chicken camp, Martin's house. Be there.
Bacon. You know, I like bacon though, but if you go to like a fancier restaurant, a nicer restaurant, they won't usually call it bacon on the menu. They'll say like it's enhanced by pork belly.
Is that what bacon is? Pork belly?
Essentially. And this kind of that doesn't sound very appealing to me. The pork belly.
No.
Or I won't eat a pork rind.
Ew. What's that? Pig feet?
It's fried pig skin.
Oh. No. That sounds terrible. I like pigs.
Chicharrones.
I would like a pet pig. So, you know, none of this appeals to me. But I actually knew somebody who had, like, the largest pig in all of Sonoma County growing up. Penelope the pig. She weighed more than any other pig, like, ever.
I know a guy who hangs out at my bar.
He won some awards at his 4-H club.
He's running this company that makes the Mangarosa pigs.
What's that?
They're these hairy, woolly pigs.
How cute.
Woolly pigs. And supposedly they're so delicious. It's like the Kobe beef of pigs.
Aww.
And they're really, 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 really expensive.
It's not like...
really expensive.
Love thy
they're
pig.
They're supposed to be amazing.
I think pigs are cute. They got those curly little tails.
Supposedly they're great pets.
I would love a pig.
Clooney. George Clooney, one of my...
He has a pet pig.
One of my rich and beautiful Hollywood friends.
Would you go get
for
him?
Had a pig. It died.
Aww.
It died.
Aww.
Would I what?
Would you go to the other side for Clooney?
Go to what other side?
The homosexual side.
No.
God, I'm like winking at you over here. You're looking at me like,
what? I said Clooney, not his friend Brad Pitt.
Oh, see, I would prefer Clooney at this point.
No.
Clooney's ruggedly handsome. Brad is just,
I think Clooney seems like a good human being.
I agree. All his work in Sudan, for example, he's on
it. Intelligent.
He seems intelligent and he looks good doing it.
Mm.
Lobbying. Acting.
His greatest
got
work
it all.
Was probably in The Facts of Life.
Well, obviously. He was beautiful. He had big eyebrows for a little kid.
He wasn't that little.
Yeah, 18 or so.
How about escargot? Do you like escargot?
I've only had it once. And
now, would you eat that? Because you're a pescatarian.
That's
so
right.
So you eat fish.
That's right.
Would you eat a snail?
Okay, so this is a very interesting question.
Yes, it is.
It
That's
is a very
I
interesting
posed
question.
It.
Which is why you presented it to me. I think...
You know, all this talk of food is killing me, by the way. Just a little aside here. I'm on like day 5 of my hunger strike.
Oh, right. You started on Monday, isn't that?
I started on Monday,
correct?
So like day 4.
For everyone who isn't aware of what Martin's talking about, he went on a hunger strike until Kevin Rose makes good on the job offer.
On his promise?
On his promise.
I mean, come on. He promised.
Six-figure.
You guys all heard it. Was it 2 shows ago right here on TWIF? The deal was he loses. I win the game. He gives me a job. A 6-figure job at Dig.
Yeah. Like,
that's fine. I'll do that.
Right, right.
I win the game. He lost the game.
Yeah.
Not come through with it. What do I do? What am my only recourse? Won't answer my phone. I go on a hunger strike.
Now, what I think...
It worked for that Iranian journalist.
You have tweeted about this, and I have to say that I've been
I'm hallucinating, Sarah.
I know.
You know who was in my house again this morning?
Who?
Wade Boggs.
Well...
Again.
He wasn't really there.
Wade Boggs was there,
start eating
and he
those
keeps
carpet
talking
pieces.
To me about how he ate chicken before every meal.
Well...
And it was driving me crazy. I'm so sick of Wade Boggs being in my kitchen.
What I think your best course of action is to maybe call up Kevin privately and just kind of talk this through, because he is either not paying a lot of attention to Twitter this week or he's flat out ignoring you,
which is rude. You know, at this point, I would settle for like a small settlement just to get me to shut up.
small settlement.
Yeah.
You know what you should do? Go to Dig and Fall and sue their pants off.
Well, what I wanted to do when I was out of town is like right after the bet was made that Monday, I was just going to show up at Dig. But I happened to be in the Sonoran Desert at the time, where I had a Sonoran hot dog, by the way, which is a hot dog wrapped in bacon.
Is it now?
Yes, it is.
I feel like people are going to be mad at me
anyway,
for saying that I don't
snails.
Like bacon camps.
Back to snails.
Camps.
We never got your answer. Do you eat snails? Because you do eat fish, but you don't eat meat.
Where do I lie on
the snail
chart?
Lie? Yeah.
I have eaten snails, and I remember thinking, wow, they're... You know, I thought they were going to be slimy, and they ended up being kind of crispy, sort of like scallops.
Bacon?
No, a little bit like scallops, which I like. Love scallops. But you know, it's
They're
funny.
Chewy.
I haven't had the opportunity. They're a little chewy. They're good though.
It's all
I haven't
about
had the opportunity
the
eat snails
in
the last few years, and now that you mention it, they aren't sea creatures, so I think I probably have to say no. My escargot days are over.
What if they were sea snails?
Hmm. Wrinkle.
Mm-hmm.
Wrinkle. I think I'm probably just going to say right now, no. I like snails. I think they're super cute. I don't want to eat them.
Do you think that they're cute enough that you would have done what a Utah boy did?
Depends.
Here's what he did. He wanted to break the record for putting the most snails on his face. An 11-year-old boy in Utah. God, it must be a boring place. So he... tried to break the record. He put 37 snails on his face, and he kept them there for 10 seconds. He broke the record. Would you do it? Would you do it?
Yeah, 10 seconds? Easy.
Yeah, this kid doesn't impress me.
10 seconds?
I could do that, and I probably have a bigger face than him. He's only 11. I could probably put 57 snails on my face.
You have a very large face.
No, I don't.
I'm just kidding. Well, you said you have a...
I have a bigger face than an 11-year-old.
Utah
well,
boy breaks record with snails on face, huh? I think that people need to break cooler records, first of all. That's my first thought. Snails on face? I mean, who even thinks this stuff up? Like, okay, well, I'm going to break the record for most leaves on my face. You know?
Yeah, go for something like scorpions or something if you want to impress me.
I mean, snails are not going to hurt you. They're just going to sit there. Really,
how about bald-faced hornets?
Maybe move like really slowly and 10 seconds it's over.
Ooh.
So, you know, good for you, Utah kid.
Oh, yeah.
Salt Lake City, you know, get a club.
That's
going to
help you get the chicks in.
Take some ballroom dancing, for God's sake, man.
Utah Junior High.
Poor Utah kid.
Jeez.
He probably felt pretty good about it.
Yeah.
You know
who I bet eats a lot of snails and bacon?
Who's that?
This 550-pound Russian woman who just gave birth to a healthy baby boy.
Many pounds?
550. Here was the headline. It was the first line, the lead line in the story. Doctors in Moscow are congratulating themselves on the birth of a baby to a woman whose severe obesity would normally preclude conception.
Wow.
Because normally it's like, you know, the proud mother, you know, she should be congratulated. It's the doctors. They're like, I can't believe that we pulled this off. It's amazing that she got pregnant because there's when you get that heavy, there's a lot of hormonal problems that happen in the body.
Uh-huh.
And normally you would not be able to get pregnant. I want to see the guy.
Yeah.
Who's the guy?
Ooh, I hadn't even thought about that. Something had to commence.
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, how much vodka would you
Point have? Concepcion.
Oh,
you know, I thought the same thing. You said Russian, and I know it's stereotypical, but I know the Russians, for the most part, do drink a lot of vodka.
It's not a stereotype. That's a truth.
Well, okay, but I just don't want to upset anybody. But my first thought was like, is there any vodka involved? Did the vodka save the baby? You know, I know it's supposed to be sort of kind of helps as a... antibacterial agent. I'm making that up completely, but it seems like it does. I feel like I'm drinking rubbing alcohol when I drink vodka.
There was this other story that was on FARC that I read the other day. I can't remember where it was. Drew Curtis, friend of the show, good guy. Anyway, some 550-pound kid went missing. He went missing. His mother, like, kidnapped because she was afraid that Child Protective Services were going to take him away, so the FARC headline was... Police locate 550-pound-year-old boy by looking in any direction.
That's terrible.
I know, it's mean.
It's mean.
Sorry.
That's, is this is not a show about making fun of obesity. However, it is a little insane that a woman who's obviously so morbidly obese had a healthy child. I hope that the kid is indeed healthy and continues to be so.
Absolutely.
And maybe, you know, maybe she and she can get one of those cool strollers or like the, you know, like the big wheels and you kind of run and it's kind of like sporty, like the sporty stroller.
Wheel?
Not a hand stroller.
No, I said a hamster wheel. I don't know.
Big with the big wheels, you know, and the kind of canvas. I love those. I want to be a mom just to have one.
I bet that kid, the big problem with the obesity and everything among the kids is A, the soda pops, and B, the video games. Because the kids are sitting on their ass all day playing the video games.
Well, yeah, because TV, watching TV all day is so much better than playing video games.
It's...
Booyah.
It's all part of the same thing. But Americans, new study says, are playing more video games than they are going to the movies nowadays. It's come to that. In fact, a lot more.
Wait a second. More people play video games than go to the cinema?
Yeah.
Than go to the show?
Over the past 3 months, the study found that 63% of people have played video games during the same six-month period. I'm sorry. Only 53% have reported going to the picture show.
Sort of sad, but it the reason I say sad is not because it's sad that people play video games. It's I like going to the movies. It's a fun event for me. It's fun for the whole
really
family.
I don't really play video games. I mean,
but if you think about, you know, a group of people, you know, let's say you have a family of five and everybody plays video games. How often are they all going to the show?
It's
maybe once a week, but they might play video games every day.
Turns out video games account for 1/3 of the average monthly consumer spending in the U.S. for core entertainment content, including music and everything.
No
way. 1/3 people are spending on video games.
No way.
You know my theory? Why video get more people play video games to go to the movies nowadays?
What?
Can't smoke weed in the movie theater.
What? What does that have to do with anything? How did we get there?
Because
the kids
are all on reefer now.
On the pot?
Yeah.
That's not true.
Every kid's got the noob in their hands.
That's not true.
And I think it's terrible.
I think some kids may do that, but that doesn't mean that all the
I'm not talking about children.
All the video gamers
people.
Aren't necessarily on the pot.
Well.
Are they?
A lot of them are.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Go hand in hand.
You're insane.
Yep.
No, I agree with you. I think that there's probably a lot of that going on. But a lot of people, you can't drink in a movie theater.
Well, it's a lot easier to pull off. You've never done it.
You can't gotten on a pogo stick in a movie theater.
You can't get on a pogo stick when you're playing.
Maybe you
Halo
can't when
3
you're playing
either.
Wii Nintendo
well.
Wii. You pogo yourself right on out of there.
You know, unfortunately we have to have an abbreviated show today. Because Sarah here, can I divulge what you're doing?
No.
Okay. Well,
yes.
She's hanging out with Trent Reznor.
I get to go to Nine Inch Nails.
Rage, yell.
Can I just say, I'm not going to fawn too much because it'll get gross, but can I just say that I'm a really big fan. I've been a big fan since I was probably about 17 years old, which, you know, if you know me, it's about 40 years ago. And the idea of, you know, like shaking his hand, just being like, oh, hey, Trent, how are you?
Hi, Trent.
I just casually like
hi.
You. Is like,
I'm a prominent female blogger.
It's making me a little like, woo, a little misty, you know? I'm a little, I can't catch my breath. I'm very excited. I don't know. I don't know what else to say. I'm just really excited.
I'm not saying that we're stopping the show right now because
we got
to play some games.
We got to play some games, but before we do, Martin, before we do, don't you think we ought to thank our new sponsor, Squarespace?
Over and over and over again.
Squarespace, of course, as they began sponsoring the show here on TWIF, which was extremely exciting for us. And Squarespace, of course, is not only, it's hosting, it's blog design, it's customer service.
I'll tell you what else it is.
It's everything.
It's genius.
Well, so here's the deal.
It's ease of use.
Here's how I feel about Squarespace. You know, I've Martin, I know you use WordPress for your blog. I've been familiar with WordPress. I've never actually used it, but I use
it. I might switch.
For one of my current blogs at work. And, you know, WordPress is good for a lot of things. I'm not taking away from them, but what Squarespace has is such an all-in-one kind of a package. You know, with WordPress, I always have questions.
Yeah, that's the thing. With WordPress, I have to get help. I gotta call Stefano.
You do you?
Stefano Scalia.
Scalia.
My brilliant web guy.
Yeah.
And he's got to help me out with all this stuff all the time. With Squarespace, it's just intuitive.
It is. It's intuitive. And, you know, it's not only. So here, let me pull up my website here. We talked about this last week, but it's worth showing again, even though I haven't updated a darn thing. I think I mentioned I was going to go through a new blog design with the Squarespace folks, and they're actually going to help me. So I'm really excited about that. But the nice thing about my blog is that I would say, moderately comfortable with cascading style sheets and writing a little HTML code, but not any by any stretch of the imagination an expert. And what it allows me to do is be able to make a lot of little visual adjustments without actually having to go in and tinker with code. And Martin, I know you don't know the code, so you wouldn't want anything to do with it.
Oh, I know code.
Well, with Squarespace, you really don't have to. I mean, there's a lot of sort of dragging and dropping. You can change widths and layers. What's also really nice is that they've got great statistics. They have good statistics for, you know, how many people are visiting your blog. Anyway, Squarespace, we really recommend it. Highly recommend it. You all right?
Yes.
Okay. Highly recommend it. They are our very first TWIF sponsor, so it's very exciting for us. And this is the best part. If you go to squarespace.com/fun, you get 10% off of your order. Now, we did ask last week if anyone wanted to put together a good This Week in Fun page on Squarespace. I got no bites over the last week. Did anyone write you? Did anyone offer up anything?
Don't say bites.
Why?
Because it makes me want to bite the bacon. No, I didn't get any.
Well, people out there. But what the F? Come on, make a Squarespace blog. Point us to it. If it's good, we'll talk about it on the show, and you'll be rich and famous. By the way, if you already have a WordPress blog, MovableType, Typepad, any of that, you can import into Squarespace. Very easy. I did it myself. I was a Typepad user for many years, MovableType before that. And if you don't like it, you can export right on out to the service of your choice. So it's really like it's a no-commitment kind of a deal. Squarespace.com is the website. And thanks again for being our sponsor. We love you.
Okay. You want to play a new game that I made up?
Okay.
Here's the new game. You're going to like this one. It's called Dating Site or Complete Shite.
Oh, that's a good one.
Dating Site or Complete Shite. Here's how it works. I'm going to give you three dating sites. Two of them will be real sites that people actually use to try to find dates online. And one will be something that I have made up. You win two out of the three rounds that I'm going to present to you. And what do we play for?
Not for bacon.
No.
You can have all of that. How about
champagne?
Like you bought me a bottle or I buy you a bottle?
Yes.
Something real good?
You can share the bottle. You can share the bottle with a beau of your choosing. And, you know, you can actually just give me the money because I need it.
Okay.
All right. How about that?
Deal.
A good bottle of champagne.
What's it called? Adult dating site or
it's
shite?
It's called dating site or complete shite.
It's not necessarily. Well, it is for adults, dating sites, right?
Okay.
You got to be 18 and over to play on a dating site?
I would think
play.
So.
All right.
Okay, so here's your first set. I'm going
to
give you three. Two are real. One is fake. You got to tell me what's what, all right? First one is theatlassphere.com. This is connecting admirers of Ayn Rand's The Fountainhead and Atlas Shrugged.
Okay.
Getoutofyourshell.com, which is connecting Linux and open source enthusiasts. Or mimepassions.com, connecting people who enjoy miming.
Ew. So I have to figure out which one is completely shite.
Which one is shite? The Atlas Sphere, connecting admirers of Ayn Rand.
Mm.
Getoutofyourshell.com, connecting Linux and open source enthusiasts. Or mimepassions.com, connecting people who enjoy miming.
I'm going to have to go with Atlas Shrugged or whatever it's called. The first one, because Linux people love Linux people. There's a lot of Linux love. I think of them as a date friendly, inclusive type of a thing. Not really, but whatever. And then mimes, there just has to be some sort of a mime thing because people are so crazy and people have mime lust. So I'm going with Atlas. Martin?
Final answer?
Yes,
just
it is.
Smelling it. Judges, you are incorrect. You are incorrect. In fact, the Atlas Sphere is a real dating site for people who like Ayn Rand. Mime Passions is a real site for people who are into mining.
The Linux one is wrong?
GetOutOfYourShell.com. Connecting Linux and open source enthusiasts is something that I made up, and I could not find any sites that serve this function. So there's a business opportunity for somebody.
You got to be hosing me.
Nope. You are 0 for 1.
I'm
you ready
0
for
1.
Your next one?
Well, I don't know. I don't really like this game very much.
Here are your next set.
Okay.
First one. Dojodate.net, connecting students of the martial arts. Friendsofthecourt.net, connecting lawyers, judges, law clerks, and others in the legal profession.
Ugh.
Or LARPPassions.com, connecting live-action role-playing enthusiasts.
Ugh. Okay, the first one was...
Dojodate, connecting students of the martial arts. Friends of the Court, connecting lawyers, judges, law clerks, and others in the legal profession, or LARP Passions, connecting live-action role-playing enthusiasts.
I think...
Two are real, one is shite.
One is shite. Which one is shite? I think that... I think... What was the first one again? I'm sorry.
Dojodate. For students of the martial arts.
I don't know. Shoot. This sucks. This is the suckiest game you've ever made up.
It's difficult, isn't it?
It's a little difficult, but I think that the court, whatever.
Friends of the Court?
I think Friends of the Court is your fake shite site.
Final answer?
Answer.
Judges? The gavel comes down. You are correct.
Hey!
Friends
ho,
of the Court
hey,
is not a real
ho.
Site. Dojo Date is LARP Passions, believe it or not, is
well,
real.
Yeah, who doesn't believe that? Role-playing people, they want to, you know, they want to role-play.
They want to role-play.
With their...
They want to roll around in the hay with their role-play friends.
That's fine.
All right. Okay, you're 1 for 2. This is for all the cash and or all the champagne.
Folks at home, I need your good thoughts with
okay.
me as I trounce
are
Martin
you ready?
Once again.
Are you ready for the final challenge?
I am.
Okay, here's your first one. Zombie Passions. Connecting zombies, zombie lovers, and people who work in dead-end jobs. Executive Vegetarian Dating.
Ew.
Connecting well-educated, well-established, and serious vegetarians.
Ugh. Even I don't like that idea.
Or lovebirds.com. Connecting birders, bird watchers, and twitchers.
Aw, that's cute. I want to believe that the bird watchers site is real. Because bird watchers are really nice people. They're an interesting breed, those bird watchers. Sitting around watching birds all day. But you'd want someone to sit with you. It's really cute. With little binoculars. What are the first two again?
Zombie,
they're all so weird. It's hard to remember.
Zombie Passions. This is for zombies, zombie lovers, and people who work in dead-end jobs.
Uh-huh.
Executive Vegetarian Dating. Well-educated, well-established, and serious vegetarians.
Uh-huh.
Or
yeah.
lovebirds.com. Birders,
why
bird
would people working
and
in dead-end jobs be part of the zombie dating site? What does that have to do with anything? Is that your joke? Is that you just not making up something very good? What does that have to do with zombies? Zombie movies? Dead-end jobs?
I don't know. You got to kind of get inside my head here and think, would I make a lame joke like that to throw you off?
Uh-huh.
Or...
I got to kind of get inside your head,
did
huh?
Did some idiot webmaster come up with that?
People who work in dead-end jobs? Doesn't make any sense.
Well, dead, you know, like zombies. The undead.
Oh. Oh, so it's really for... The dating side is for people working in dead-end jobs.
No, it's for zombies.
It doesn't make sense. The zombie one. It just doesn't make sense. I'm sorry. I call shite.
Final answer.
Yeah. Yeah.
Judges.
It's my final answer.
You are incorrect.
Ooh.
Call it up. Zombiepassions.com. It's real. Executive vegetarian dating is real. Lovebirds.com. Connecting birders, birdwatchers, and twitchers, which is what they call them over in England.
Said burgers.
Birders. That I made up.
You did you?
Yes, I did.
Too bad.
Another
I wanted good, that to be real.
Good business. So, let's see. I was going to get you a bottle of Cristal, so you owe me about $125.
I don't think so. But I will get you a nice Corbel Brut.
Okay, here's the thing.
Yeah,
the clock
Marty.
Just struck four.
I know
we said we were going to get out of here at four today.
We're not leaving without a round of Tweet Beat.
Do you want to play the Tweet Beat?
You know I do.
Let's play Tweet Beat. Let's hear the music.
Let's
and
play
then we're
Tweet
out of
Beat.
Here. Then
Tweet
we're
Beat!
Out of here.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Tweet Beat. I said it's time for Tweet Beat. Mr. Martin Sargent said Tweet Beat. Are you ready for the one and only Tweet Beat?
Okay, everyone, time for us to play the hit game the whole internet is buzzing about. It's Tweet Beat. Let me remind you how we play. I'll give you two topics that people on Twitter might be nattering on about. You need to tell me which of those two topics they're talking about more incessantly over the past 24 hours. For example, if I said which has a louder tweet beat, American Idol or I'm Homicidal, you'd probably say
American Idol.
American Idol, because I think I'm probably the only one who tweeted that I was homicidal because I'm so gosh darn hungry from my hunger strike.
Why'd you eat your bacon?
Because I'm on a hunger strike and I'm not giving in.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you ready for your first challenge?
I think I am.
Then let's play Tweet Beat. By the way, I performed these searches, the calculations yesterday at about 4:30 p.m.
Fine.
Okay?
Great.
Here is your first challenge. New York synagogue or just updated my blog?
Ugh.
New York synagogue or just updated my blog? Talk it through.
Well, whether or not New York Synagogue was tweeted about, I don't really feel like that many people,
You didn't hear about the terror plot.
No. I did. But even if it wasn't, and thank goodness the terror plot was averted.
Absolutely.
I don't feel like that many people would tweet, just updated my blog. That's really nerdy. Sometimes they'd say, you know, check the blog, or they... People go through all these sort of head gamey kind of ways to get you to click over to the blog. You know, Gary Vee does that really well. You know, he'll be like,
I don't follow him anymore.
I just had the craziest blog ever. Want to know what you think, Gary Vee? Me kind of thing. You know, so he kind of gets people to click over. So I think just updated my blog is a dead giveaway as a tweet beat loser. So I'm going to say New York Synagogue for the win. Final answer.
Judge, wait, what are we playing for first?
Double or nothing. Champagne.
Really? Or cash?
Yes, but we're talking about Corbel Brut.
Let's just play for drinks somewhere.
Fine.
Let's just play for drinks. Let's keep it easy. I'm happy with my money.
Okay, I'll be right back. I wanted to know the answer.
Judges, you are incorrect.
Mother
New York Synagogue
effer.
Tweeted 58 times, just updated my blog, tweeted 74 times.
What's wrong with everyone in the Twitter sphere?
You'd be amazed how many times updated my blog was tweeted, by the way.
Oh, without the just?
Without the just. You're 0 for 1.
Twitter people, you have failed me far and wide.
You are 0
Thanks
for
1. Nada.
Okay, are you ready for your next challenge?
Yes, Martin.
Harry Reid or smoke weed? Harry Reid or smoke weed? Which has a louder tweet beat? Talk it through.
Harry Reid or smoke weed?
Harry Reid, of course.
A very hairy Reid. I was trying to make a joke. It didn't really work out. Harry Reid.
The Senate Majority Leader.
Or smoke weed.
Or getting puffy.
Getting crunk.
What?
Puffing up. Up in smoke. Harry Reid or smoke weed. Harry Reid or smoke weed. Oh, man. I know there's a lot of dumb kids on the Twitter who say things like, I want to smoke weed.
I want to smoke some weed.
Yeah. And I think that there are probably some folks who are interested in Congress and our congressional team. And I don't know. I'm really at a loss. I'm really at a loss. Harry Reid or smoke weed? This is a tough one.
Yeah.
Kudos to you. And I'm 0 for 1 here. So
yeah, there's a lot riding on this.
There sure is. This is kind of crazy. Chat rumor, Harry Weed is not funny. You're not helpful.
Harry Weed.
Harry Weed.
Did you see that weed, man? It's got red hairs on
it. Yeah, oh, skunky.
It's sticky.
I'm going to say Harry Reid or smoke weed. I'm going to go with Harry Reid. I'm going to go with Harry Reid because I want to believe that we are a highbrow bunch of geeks.
Is that a final answer?
Yeah, it is. It is. It is the final answer, Martin.
It Judges, is. You are correct.
All right.
You are correct. Harry Reid was tweeted 189 times. Smoke weed 89 times.
Interesting.
Of course, Harry Reid.
Of course. Not of course. Don't overestimate.
The Senate Majority Leader.
Don't overestimate. The strength right. of the Twitterati.
You're 1 for 1.
Yeah.
You're
I know.
1 for 1. This
I'm
one
well aware.
Is for all the booze that I can drink.
No, it isn't.
A lot of booze.
That's not what we talked about. We talked about a drink.
We said drinks. We're going to play for drinks. Plural.
No. To me.
Plural.
To me, drinks is.
Oh, come on.
All right, go for it. God,
Trent
we have to leave.
Backstage.
I have to go meet Trent Reznor and pretend I'm not freaking out on the inside.
Rage.
I'm going to put on some of my best perfume.
Here's your final challenge.
All right.
I hate Star Trek or I hate Glenn Beck.
Wow.
I hate Star Trek or I hate Glenn Beck.
Wow.
Which has a louder... tweet beat.
Gosh, after Leo popped his ball last week, this thing is filled up so tight it doesn't even really bounce. It's kind of scary.
We got to play that at the end of the show.
No, we don't.
No,
we don't have time.
Because the audio people won't get anything out of it.
They won't get anything out of it, and I'm already late.
Yeah.
I hate Star Trek or I hate Glenn Beck.
Yes.
Wow, that's tough. I'm going to go with I hate Star Trek. Because Star Trek is... No one stopped talking about Star Trek for the
last
couple
weeks. But everyone
loves
it.
Not everyone.
A lot of people hate Glenn Beck. I don't like Glenn Beck.
I don't like him. But I feel like you're trying to trick me by saying these things. Because I hate Glenn Beck seems like something that a lot of people would say. So I'm going to turn it around on you. I'm going to do a 180 on your tush.
But everyone loves Star Trek.
Not everyone. I know people who don't. I can't think of any right now. I think it is I hate Star Trek. Final answer. I'm going rogue, Marty. I'm going rogue.
Judges! You are correct.
Okay.
You are correct.
Can we play a little victory? Dun, 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 dun.
Here is the most interesting thing.
What's that?
About this.
I'm just going to quietly gloat in the corner and
how many times do you think I hate Star Trek was tweeted?
3. 2.
I hate Glenn Beck was only tweeted once.
Yes!
That's enough, though.
Yes!
You won.
God,
you won.
I want to just... flash the audience
so
almost. I'm
drinks.
So excited.
I get
ham style.
The monetary value of the champagne. It was a good game.
It was a good
and
game.
It was a good show. I really enjoyed it.
Tight
even though
broadcast.
It was abbreviated, it was good and tight.
You know, it
wasn't even that abbreviated.
No, we're like 5 minutes
pretty,
off.
Pretty much at the hour. But we do have to go because the traffic is poo out there. Ho!
Hey!
Set it. Drink.
Ooh.
Hey, everyone. Thank you, as always, so much for listening or watching This Week in Fun. Make sure you subscribe. You can do it on iTunes, or you can go to twit.tv/twiff.
That's right.
The easiest way to do it. You can get it any way you want. We would love it if you were to do
that. Any way you want it. That's the way you need it. Any way you want it.
We'll see you next week.
Night. Okay.
Until then, have fun.
Bye. Twiffy Twiff. Out. This week.